Parents worldwide debate teenager social media ban following in Australia's footsteps. By Lucas Nolan on January 1, 2026. Australia's social media ban barring children under 16 from using social media has sparked a global debate among parents about the need for similar measures in their own countries. The New York Times reports that since Australia's decision to ban social media for children under 16, parents around the world have been engaged in heated discussions about the potential benefits and drawbacks of such legislation. The new law has prompted parents to consider whether their own governments should follow suit and implement similar restrictions to protect young people from the harmful effects of social media. Many parents have expressed frustration with the constant battle to monitor and control their children's online activities. Israel Perez, a designer in Barcelona, shared his struggles with his 14-year-old daughter, who regularly circumvents the parental controls he has put in place to limit her social media use. Perez believes that an Australia-like law would help establish new social norms and provide parents with more support in resisting the pervasive online culture. In Denmark, Anne Croyer, a mother of four, took matters into her own hands by convincing a majority of parents in her eldest daughter's class to purchase basic flip phones instead of smartphones for their children. Croyer, who founded a group to help parents reduce their children's social media use, believes that the Danish government's plan to block those under 15 from using social media, with the option for parental consent from age 13, is a step in the right direction. However, not all parents are in favor of government intervention. Some worry about the potential for overreach and believe that it is ultimately a parent's responsibility to teach their children how to use social media responsibly. Charlotte Villette, a mother of three in Paris, appreciates her children's school smartphone ban and the use of strong parental controls but is hesitant about the idea of the state taking such drastic measures. Big tech is not willing to let go of teenagers without a fight. Breitbart News previously reported that Reddit has filed a legal challenge against Australia's social media ban on teenagers. Reddit, the massive online forum notorious for its extreme leftist bias, has taken a bold stance against Australia's groundbreaking legislation that prohibits social media access for individuals under the age of 16. The company filed a challenge in the High Court on Friday, arguing that the law infringes upon the implied freedom of political communication enshrined in the Australian Constitution. In a post, the company expressed its agreement with the need to protect minors but criticised the law for its potential to force intrusive and potentially insecure verification processes on adults as well as minors, isolating teens from the ability to engage in age-appropriate community experiences. Reddit also pointed out the illogical patchwork of platforms included in the ban, echoing the Australian Human Rights Commission's sentiment that less restrictive alternatives could achieve the aim of protecting children and young people from online harms without significantly impacting other human rights. Reddit's primary argument is that it serves as a forum primarily for adults, lacking the traditional social media features that have drawn the government's attention. The company emphasized that the vast majority of its users are adults and that advertising on the platform is not targeted at children under 18. In fact, the Apple App Store age rating for Reddit is 17+. Nevertheless, Reddit is a premier destination for degenerates in search of furry porn and other deviant interests pursued by troubled teenagers and young adults like alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.